Thank you, Eric, and good morning, Whitley Bay Baptist Church. It's great to be with you on this Pentecost Sunday. And as well as celebrating the Jubilee, today is a day when the Christian church right around the world remembers that God comes to live within us by his Spirit. And every one of you, if you follow Jesus, if you love God, you have his Spirit living within you. And we're going to take advantage of that today, and led by the Holy Spirit, we're going to get involved out and about on the streets of Whitley Bay, sharing something of the life of God. I hope you've come prepared to do that. If you haven't, we'll explain a bit more in a moment, and if you don't like the sound of it, you can go home and have a cup of tea. But hopefully, we're going to get involved in some activities out and about on the streets of this town. But to set the scene, we're going to hear some scripture. So Crispian's going to read to us from Luke's Gospel. And just imagine as you hear these words that it's you there listening to Jesus, and Jesus is speaking directly to you. Thank you.
So our reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, beginning to read at verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal those who are there, who are ill, and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town."
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Crispian. So if we could put the PowerPoint up, and I want you to imagine today, well, not just imagine, actually, I'm going to tell you, this is not just in our heads, this is in reality. Jesus gathering his disciples together. So today he's gathering his disciples in Whitley Bay Baptist Church together, and he's sending them out in twos or in small groups to go before him or to go with him and to share something of his life with people that they meet. And so that's what we're going to be doing this morning. Just to set the scene, if we go on to the next slide. Jesus tells them to bring a message. Can anybody remember what was the first thing they were to say to people when they meet them? Yeah. Peace be with you. And there's a little hint there, path to peace. That's the Hebrew in the bottom. And the Hebrew word for peace is, can anybody tell me? Shalom. Shalom. And shalom is much more than just feeling a little bit kind of content inside yourself. Shalom is probably the nearest word we would use today is well-being. It's everything being well. Everything good from God being in your life. Shalom is being in relationship with God. Shalom is being in good relationship with other people. Shalom is feeling good about who you are because you know God loves you. Shalom is being at peace with the wider creation, all of God's creation, because we are part of the whole world. Shalom is all of God's life inside of you. And on Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit came to those first disciples, and this Pentecost Sunday, as God's Spirit comes afresh to you and to me, he fills us with his shalom. You have got God's shalom. God's well-being within you. I hope you knew that, but if you didn't, that's something to take away this morning. And what we're going to do today, just as Jesus sent out those 72, is he said, I want you to take my shalom to others. So the next slide. This is often an image that's used of the Holy Spirit, isn't it, of a dove. And a dove is gentle, and a dove is something kind of beautiful and inspirational. There are other images used of the Spirit. On Pentecost, there was fire and there was wind. But when God brings his shalom through you and me, he brings something of his power, maybe, something of his gentleness and kindness and goodness. And you've got that to share with people today. That is in you because God has put it in your life. And God wants you and me to share that with others. And then the final slide for this part is that there are people out there this morning in this town who are a bit like the people that Jesus mentioned in that passage. People who will open up their lives to you and say, yes, I'm interested to know what you've got to share. Now, most people, if I'm honest, will probably not be. Most people are probably not yet seeking God. But there will be some in this town who are like that harvest that Jesus describes, waiting to be collected in. There are people who are searching for God. There are people who are searching for meaning. There are people who are wanting answers because we've had a tough 2 years of pandemic. We've now got a war in Europe. We've got rising cost of living. There's a lot of anxiety, and people are wanting help and support and answers and meaning. And so, as Jesus told his friends, I want to say to you today, can you find those people, the people of peace, the people of shalom, the people you can give your peace to today? That's the challenge. Now, I don't know whether you all got Crispian's email with some suggestions this morning, but there's lots of things you could do, and you've got to choose what you feel comfortable with, what God's put on your heart to do. But I'm going to give you a quick reminder. So we're going to run through them quickly, and they're going to go up on the screen as well. The first thing you can do, next slide, is you can give a gift. You can buy some donuts or some cakes, and I've got a few spares with me today, which I can give away to you to give out. Just find a place to give some people something that's a blessing and say, this comes with the peace or with the blessing of God. That's the first thing you could do. Second thing, if you're feeling rich today, and if you're not, just claim it back off the treasure of the church. You can go into a cafe or an ice cream van and you can buy yourself a drink, but you can pay it forward and you can buy a drink or an ice cream for the next person in the queue or the next couple of people in the queue. Or you could try and do a deal with whoever's selling them and say, I'd like you to give 5 free drinks away. Okay, so you can do that and see what happens. Hang around and see if anybody chats to you about that. Number 3, you can simply go around and invite people, if you're brave enough, say, I want to pray a blessing for you today. And simply find somebody who's willing to receive prayer and pray whatever God puts on your heart. But it's something that's a blessing, that's encouraging, that's going to give them a good day today. Number 4, if you're good at listening, I've got a couple of signs with me. You can set yourself up on a bench on the promenade and you can say, I'm here to listen and see if anybody is interested, just to chat to you. You've got to listen though if you're going to do that. Okay, this is much more about listening than speaking. Some of you are maybe even more brave and you actually want to go out there and share something of your faith. You can just get into a conversation and start talking about what the person believes, what they think about Jesus Christ, what they think about the Queen, and actually what is her inspiration. And she has said, as we've heard in many of her Christmas broadcasts, that it's her faith in Jesus Christ that is her bottom line, her inspiration. If you want a little script, I've got some scripts you can use for that. I don't think we all have brought these, but if you have, if you've come prepared, you can start a conversation going by chalking some questions up on the floor somewhere and inviting people to add their answers. You may already have come prepared with this. If not, don't worry, but you can bring a message of blessing, which is simply some little cards. You could even find some postcards. If you want, go into a shop, get some postcards, write a few messages out on them and just give them away. Messages that will bless people, that say, God loves you. God has good plans for your life. God is here for you whenever you need him. We've got a few more. There's 12 altogether. If you know about this, you can have a go at treasure hunting. Treasure hunting is where you first of all pray and ask God to reveal to you some information about people. Maybe a name. Maybe what they're dressed like. Maybe where you'll find them. Maybe some information about their life. And once you feel God has given you some information by the power of his Spirit, then you go out and you treasure hunt and you try and find that person or those people that God has put into your heart or mind. You could offer prayer for healing. You could set yourself up, again, maybe with a chair or on a bench. I've got a sign for this. And you can say, we'd like to pray for healing, and invite people who wish to receive prayer. If you'd rather just do the prayer and you're not so confident about meeting people, because some of us are more introverted, and that's fine, that's the way we are, you can do some prayer walking. Just go around and be praying for others in the church who are doing the more extrovert stuff. But even if you're prayer walking, be open to God prompting you to do something or have a conversation with somebody. Two more. Maybe more for the families. If you've got a football or a frisbee or anything like that, why don't you go down the beach and start a game going and invite other people to join in? And then finally, all you need for this is a marker pen. Go down the beach, pick up a few stones, write a message on them. Again, God loves you. You're special. And then you can either give them away or just leave them in prominent places for people to find. So, there was a little bit more information given out during the week. I'm going to ask Crispian, could you take these, please, and just lay them out along the front from 1 to 12, so 1 at that end, 12 at the other end. And I just want you to think for a moment and talk to the people around you. Of all those things, what would you feel today God would prompt you to do? What would you get involved in? You might want to do something else completely, but whatever it is, see if it's some way of bringing the shalom, the peace of God, to other people. So just have a think, have a chat to your neighbour. You may already have planned something. Have a chat and see what you think. We'll give you a few seconds just to talk to folk around you and see what you fancy doing. Then we're going to pray for you, and then we're going to send you out. While we're just thinking about it, I should give a very important instruction. And that is, as you'll be aware, we've got the festival going on in town, in the town centre, just at the top of the street. I think it starts at 11. But because the church is building relationships within the community and some of the church folk are involved in the festival, the rest of us here today are not actually involved in the festival. We're going to actually stay away from the festival. We're going to go to other places. So that could be down on the promenade. You could quickly jump in your car and go up to the lighthouse or down to Tynemouth. We're actually going to stay away from the festival because it's kind of part of the deal of the church being involved that we're not going to harass people and share our faith in an upfront way. We can do it in other places, but we're not going to do that actually in the town centre. So, before we move into our groups, and I'm going to invite you in a moment to come up and stand by the sign that's the thing that you would like to do. Does anybody want to ask any questions? Anything that has not been explained, anything that is really very confusing to you, it would be good to clarify. Yes? That is a good question. I was going to say that, but basically, from when we go, what's the time now? Just coming up 25 to, probably by the time we get to go out, it'll be 10:45. And if you are able to, I'd like to invite you to go out for an hour and then come back here 11:45. And if I know apparently you only have hour-long services now, so if an hour and three quarters is far too long and you need to get home, that's fine. But if you can come back, 11:45, we'll just do a brief sharing of stories. Hear what's happened, maybe reflect on what we've learnt or where we've seen God at work, and just pray for one another again at the end. So that's what we'll do. So we'll go out in about 10 minutes, come back 11:45. I think the building is going to stay open, is that right? I don't know. Yes, Tony's put his hand up. So that's right. The church will be open if you need to come back. And if it chucks it down with rain, which I don't think it's going to do, and you want to come somewhere dry, I'd encourage you to go into a cafe or somewhere else first. Get yourself a coffee. Make sure you've had your drink and your blessing out there as well while you're doing this. But if you need to come back early, then you can do. But try and give yourself an hour and see what you are able to get up to. Okay, are we ready to move into our groups? So, if you'd all like to come forward, find the right sign that represents what you'd like to do. I should say there's an extra one. If anybody wants to take the Queen with you, you can set her up. You can invite people to take photographs themselves with Her Majesty. And as they're doing the photograph, you could actually ask the question, do you know what this woman says is her inspiration for life? And get into a conversation that way. I'm very happy to give the Queen away. Okay, so you'd like to come forward and come and stand by the title that represents what you'd like to do. And then we're going to pray for you, then we're going to sing a last song, and then we're going to send you out. Well, we're still deciding, clearly. Once you've decided, come forward. Once some are coming forward, others will want to do that as well. If you're not sure, you can just hang around and... see where other people are. We don't have to have 12 groups. We can have people doing... loads of people doing one thing. Some people not doing some of the other activities. It's whatever God puts on your heart to do. And if anybody's without a partner and they want somebody to go with them, we'll try and match you up with somebody. Okay, we're kind of gathering. Thank you very much. Thanks for being up for this. I've only done this with one other Baptist church in our association in all the 8 years I've been a regional minister for missions. So you are the second church to be brave enough to do this. So well done. Let's pray for you. And then let's sing a last song of commissioning as we go out. But before we pray, is there anybody who would like a partner to go with them who's kind of feeling a bit... I don't know who to go with or what to do. Or are you all reasonably happy you've got someone to go with? Make sure you go with somebody else. This is Jesus sent people out in pairs. Go in at least pairs. Right, let's pray for you and ask God's Spirit to fill us and to use us. Help us find those people of peace, the people who are responsive. Lord God, we thank you on this Pentecost Sunday that you give us your Holy Spirit. Spirit of God, come afresh upon us. Spirit of God, come and fill us. Come and give us inspiration. Come and give us guidance. Lead us to the people you want us to meet with this morning, in this next hour. Will you use us, and will you use whatever you've put inside of us to bring a blessing to other people this day? Lord God, just as those disciples went out, and we didn't read on, but they all came back rejoicing, seeing what you had done, amazing works in the lives of others. May you do amazing things through us this day. And Lord, may you bless us in return as we seek to be a blessing to others. May you bring us back rejoicing at what we see you do through us. And so God, bless us that we may be a blessing to others. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So Eric, do lead us in a final song, and then we will go out with this song in our hearts. Thank you. Jesus.